You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Moments into Momentum podcast. This is Michael Roach talking to you about how to find value and drive forward progress from ordinary things that you come across in your life. This week, I want to talk about making moves, and that can mean a lot of different things depending on your circumstance in life and where you're at and what you're trying to accomplish. But talking about just taking action and moving forward in where you are in your life and how to turn where you are today into a path, a shorter path forward into where you're trying to get to. And so the first thing that I want to talk about is the way that we decide to move. And sometimes we get into a situation, I know I'm guilty of this often, is that I just start doing stuff because I know that I need to change and I don't really know what I need to do to change. I don't exactly know where I need to go next and what next steps are, but I know I need to do something. So I just start nose to the grindstone, just really start roll up my sleeves and get to work on stuff. And there's some value to that. It's more effective than not moving and not doing anything. It's better than sitting on the couch and waiting for something to come to you. But there's so much better of a way to do that if you take a minute to think about where you're trying to get to and change your movement from just being moving for the sake of moving to moving with intention and moving with purpose and moving with a goal in mind and with a specific objective. That moving is good, but moving with intention will get you there much faster. And so I want to talk about how to focus on your intention, how to get closer to where you want to get to, and what that means compared to just doing stuff for the sake of doing it. So the first thing is that if you're just doing something because you know you need to do something, the good thing about that is it gets you momentum and it gets you started, and that can be a perfect place to begin. But if you're always going from your beginning point, just that earliest first step, if that's the only level that you ever get to, is that first step of movement where you know, I need to do something, so I'm going to get going. And you start at that kind of rookie level, that beginner level, that novice approach of just knowing that you need to get going. And so you get doing something because you know you have to. Well, that's not going to be the best way to keep you moving forward and keep you getting closer to where you want to get to without having to wait for a really long time. Kind of think about that as like moving pebbles, right? If I'm trying to build a stone wall, getting moving and just going, I know I need rocks and I know that I need to put them in a pile, so I can go and I can collect fistfuls of little tiny pebbles from the dirt and I can go and stack them up, and yeah, eventually I'll probably get there, but it's going to create just a ton of extra work and a ton of extra time and a super inefficient way to move forward. But if I know that my intent is to build a 4-foot-high wall that's strong enough to keep an animal in or an animal out, whatever it is, or build a foundation for a house, and I know what that looks like, and I stop and I think about what I've seen before that other people have done to build a good, solid, strong stone wall, or I look at other ways that people have gathered materials to build a stone wall, instead of just going and doing something, I can go and do a specific thing that will help me to achieve my goal in a much faster, more efficient, better way. And I know a stone wall is sort of a silly example, but it's something that I think we can use as an anecdote to apply to our regular everyday life. That if I know that I want to, I don't know, get promoted at work, I can just go and show up and do more hours than everybody else and work on more projects than anybody else. And eventually, I'll probably pick up some good, useful knowledge, and I'll probably get somebody's attention, and I'll probably eventually get promoted and take step after step and level after level in my career, and it will work to some extent. But what if instead I took the time to go meet other people who were already where I wanted to get to, people who could help show me a path to get there a little bit sooner, people who could give me pointers on what's the most critical information that I need to know in order to be successful in this role? Who are the most important people that I need to be able to work with or influence in order to achieve what I'm trying to achieve? And what can I do in order to get there faster? What if I spent $20 to buy a book and read that book that would help me learn better from somebody else's experience? What if I took that time to establish not only that I wanted to get somewhere, but that I could move there in a very deliberate and specific way by building off of other people's experiences, by building my knowledge base faster? So instead of picking up those little pebbles and moving those little pebbles one at a time or fistful at a time, now I know that maybe I can get a wheelbarrow and start stacking some larger rocks into my wheelbarrow and moving them that way. And that's still probably not the fastest way, but it's a much better way. And maybe I can take time to do something in a little bit even more specific of a way, and I can order rocks from a place that are nice and square and easy to stack. Or I can maybe rent a piece of equipment that will help me to stack these rocks a little bit faster. And I know that there's always a better way to do the thing that I'm trying to do. And I know that I can save myself time and energy and heartache and pain by doing things in a better way, by moving with a very specific intention to not just do things for the sake of doing things because I have a broad stroke picture of where I'm trying to get to, but to move in a way that allows me to keep getting better and improving my process and staying focused on how I can get there faster, more efficiently, or with less heartache and headache along the way. And you know, that applies to personal and professional life for, I think, everybody, that knowing that I can keep doing what I know to do by myself already, and that will provide value, but it will only provide the level of value equivalent to the experience that I have so far. So if we just apply a number ranking to everything, I can do 10 number one level events or performances, and eventually I'll get to a 10. And hey, that's great, but it took me doing 10 low-level things that are probably not going to be as well recognized. Maybe I have to end up doing 15 to get to a 10 just because some of them are so small that they get overlooked or missed by somebody else. Or I can, instead of doing those level one activities and just doing more of them because that's the level that I'm at, I also could stop and take the time to learn and hone my approach and develop a better skill set, a better knowledge base by education or by interaction with a mentor or getting training or coaching from somebody else who can help me. So now I can perform a level three task because instead of just working hard for the sake of working hard, some of that effort, that hard work is going into building up my skill level, my baseline, that now I can perform a level three task instead of a level one task. And now I only need to do three or four of those tasks to get to a 10. And so maybe I'm spending the time still, maybe it still is 10 units of time in order to get things done. But instead of doing 10 level one things, now I've done four level three things. And I've spent the other time building my skill set. So now I'm doing level three and I'm about to move up to a level five. or now I'm at a level 5 and I'm about to move to a level 6 or 7. And all of that time, instead of just grinding on the same exact level of thing, that I'm going to be limited by my own experience, I can spend some of that time and energy building my experience level up by using other people's knowledge and other people's experience, getting better education, getting better prepared for how to perform tasks better, getting more exposure to the situation or the things that are going on in my work, in my life, that I can perform at a higher level. And so taking that time to really move my focus to have a specific intention for every single thing that I'm doing. And if my answer is, well, because it's work, that's the same thing as when you're in a situation, you say, well, this is the way that we've always done it. That should be a very clear indicator that maybe it's time to take another look at it and review and renew your approach. Because if the only reason you're doing something is because it's the way it's always been done, it probably means that there's a better way to do it if you just take the time and stop and turn your attention to doing something in a better way. Maybe there's not. Maybe that is the best way to do something, is the way that it's always been done, and that's perfect, and it's the best possible way to do it. But even if that's the case, if you stop and review it critically and try to find a better approach and take the time to do something a little bit more evolved, a little bit more experienced, a little bit better of approach, that even if you end up doing it the same way, you can do it the same way with confidence that that's the best thing that you can be doing with your time, with your energy, with your resources, that you may not end up changing your approach, but you now can do it with confidence and comfort that you're not leaving anything behind, and you can drive that outcome to the highest possible degree just by knowing that that's the best way to do it. Or what's a more likely approach or a likely outcome is that after you do that review, after you stop for a minute, after you look at other possible ways and you think about things critically and you look at the problem that you're trying to solve instead of just trying to jam solutions on top of it, that if you really look at the problem statement and say, this is what the outcome that we're trying to achieve is, this is where the real pain point in the issue is, that the more likely outcome is you'll find a better way, you'll find an easier way, you'll find a path that has less resistance and uses less resources, and will free up opportunity to do something a little bit better, a little bit smoother, a little bit faster, a little bit smarter, just by changing your approach to make sure that you're focused on doing every single thing that you do with a specific intention instead of just doing it for the sake of it. You don't need to go through every single thing in your life just working for the sake of working, because you grind, grind, grind. Grinding is good. It's a great way to get things done, and you can continue to grind, but grind at doing something better, not just grinding for the sake of grinding. Grind and find a better way to grind. Grind and find a mechanical grinder. There are so many things that you can do with your time and energy that will drive better results in your life. It doesn't have to just be time. Use your time to find a better way. Use your time to build your skill set. Use your time to make yourself better equipped, better prepared to do the next thing. Keep doing the work that needs to be done. Yeah, you're going to have to keep picking up stones. You're going to have to keep stacking them, and you're going to have to keep building that wall. But it doesn't have to be the way that you've always done it and the way that you've always heard it and the only way that you know as of right now. You can grind and find so many better ways to do the things that you are working on right now. And you can take that and apply that across every single thing in your life, that work doesn't have to be work for the sake of work. Work can be work to elevate your level, to bring you to the next place that you want to be, to build experience faster by using other people's time and energy and experience for your own benefit, by learning from them, by seeing what they've done, by seeing what's successful and doing more of that, and honing your focus and honing your approach to continue to build your approach line, your starting point to go from working for the sake of working to working because you want to achieve your best and highest possible use, your best and highest possible intention. And that is where I think that we need to really drive our focus and really need to put our time, energy, and efforts is to move not for the sake of movement, but move for the sake of accomplishing our intention, stay focused on our purpose, stay focused on the outcome that we're trying to achieve, and use more of our time to find ways to elevate from a 1 to a 3, from a 3 to a 5, from pebbles to boulders, and find ways to use our time to drive better results without wasting our time spinning our tires by doing things that are far from the best possible way that we can. Thanks for listening to my podcast today. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you heard, if you have any questions or would like to contact me, please check out my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember that there's always something better. There's always a new way that you can do things, and you don't need to keep wasting your time because that's the only thing that you know how to do. You can use your time effectively and productively to learn how to do things better. Have a great day.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.